In this bulletin, a detained Australian writer to face trial in China next week. Clashes at a holy site in Jerusalem test a newly negotiated ceasefire. And in the A-League, Brisbane Roar consolidate their sixth place ranking after beating the Newcastle Jets. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Chinese authorities have told Australian officials that detained writer Dr. Yang Hengjun will face trial later this month. Dr. Yang is accused of espionage and he's been in detention since January 2019 with delayed access to legal representation. The federal government says it has concerns about Dr. Yang's treatment and a lack of procedural fairness in his case. Australian officials will be granted access to Dr. Yang's hearing on May the 27th. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip appears to be largely holding, even as the truce was tested by fresh clashes at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld says so-called riot-suppressing measures were used on Palestinian protesters after they had allegedly thrown stones at officers. But the ceasefire seems to be largely holding, with Israel temporarily opening a crossing into Gaza, allowing food, fuel and medicine into the territory. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says emergency restrictions have also been lifted in Israel.
To the citizens of Israel, at the beginning of my speech, I would like to thank you for standing strong and for the outstanding strength that you showed during the 11-day campaign. That allowed us to accomplish the goals of the campaign with outstanding success.
An SBS Radiothon has raised more than $20,000 so far for aid to support the coronavirus crisis in India through a UNICEF Australia fundraising appeal. SBS South Asian programs led the event on Friday night to help with access to oxygen at Indian hospitals, improved testing and vaccines. The COVID-19 pandemic has claimed 291,000 lives in India and more than 26 million cases have been registered. SBS Director of Audio and Language Content, David Hua, is encouraging the community to stay in touch with those who might be suffering and worrying.
Raising money is absolutely fantastic and we should all be very, very pleased with the result. But do spend the time to just reach out and connect with someone who might actually need it. That's what we're wanting to remind everybody about with this radiothon as well.
The website unicef.org.au/SBS remains open for further donations. And the wait is nearly over for Eurovision fans who missed out on last year's song contest, with the grand final being held on Sunday. Australia's entry Montaigne missed out on securing a place in the final, but Switzerland, Albania, Greece and Finland are among those competing. The event is being held in the Netherlands despite the coronavirus pandemic, with strict safety precautions in place. Viewers' votes make up half of the final result, while the other 50% is determined by a national jury. Australian fan Hayley Bessel had planned to attend the spectacle in Rotterdam, but this year she'll be rising early on Sunday morning to watch.
We've got a big Dutch spread of food ready and we're both dressing up. This is the fun part. We're both dressing up as a Eurovision person, but we haven't told each other who it is.
And to sport in the A-League, Brisbane Roar coach Warren Moon says winning 2-1 against the Newcastle Jets has renewed the team's motivation to continue climbing the ladder. Further consolidating their place as sixth on the ladder, the team's first win in four games lifts them 3 points ahead of Perth and Western Sydney and puts them within a point of fifth-placed Macarthur. Moon says the upcoming game against runaway league leaders Melbourne City on Tuesday will be a good opportunity to test their ambitions.
We fully respect and everyone can see what a good side they are, probably the benchmark team of the league. And but we want to test ourselves against the best. We want to be the best. And so to test ourselves against the benchmark team, it's for us, we're excited by the challenge. And like I said, we can't wait for Tuesday.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers increasing, 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 24. Melbourne, sunny, 19. Hobart, similar conditions, 20. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, similar conditions, 20. Sydney, mostly sunny as well, 21. Newcastle, possible shower also 21. The same for Brisbane, 23. Cairns, showers 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 33. This is SBS News.